The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to his disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. When Isaiah wrote the words of his first reading that we heard, the royal line of King David had been lost. Assyria had destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel. Babylon had destroyed the southern kingdom of Judah. God had once promised to David that his line, that his kingship would last forever. And now, it seemed like God's promise had been broken. It seemed like God had abandoned his people. That's why Isaiah begins by saying, A shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse. A bud will blossom from his roots. You ever chop down a tree and realize that the tree's not dead? The roots are still alive. Maybe there's a sprout. Maybe there's a blossom. This is what Isaiah was saying to his people. God has not broken his promise. The line is alive. The Messiah is going to come. And when he comes, this is what he describes. The wolf will be the guest of the lamb. The calf and the young lion will browse together. There will be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord the way the water covers the sea. You know where that imagery comes from? Book of Genesis. It's a description of the Garden of Eden. God is going to restore everything that has been lost. This is what's going to happen when the Messiah comes. Then in the gospel, Jesus turns to his apostles and he says, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. He's telling them the promises of old have been fulfilled. The Messiah has come. They see him with their own eyes. God's promises have never been broken. However, it's not enough just to see Jesus. He doesn't want just to see him with our eyes. He wants us to know him with our souls. He wants us to enter into a deep relationship of faith. That's when the restoration that God promised, the peace that Isaiah talks about, that's when it happens. And this is why Jesus says what he says here at the beginning of the gospel. I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed these things to the childlike. Now notice, not to the childish, right, but to the childlike. What's the difference? You know, grown-ups tell children all about life, don't they? But if grown-ups are wise, they will learn from children what life is all about. Because even though grown-ups can teach children knowledge, children can't teach grown-ups knowledge unless it's about computer games, right? Grown-ups can teach children knowledge. Children can teach grown-ups wisdom. You know what the wisdom is that children can teach? And this is true the younger the child is. Children can teach grown-ups the wisdom that they are known, loved, protected, provided for, cared for. Children teach grown-ups this wisdom because they do not know the meaning of the word worry. And the younger a child is, the more they can teach it. And by that measure, some of the wisest people in the world are newborns. You ever had a very worrisome day? Speak from personal experience. I have. Very worrisome day. You're all fret with worry. And then you see some little toddler, or you see some infant, and I thought to myself, you lucky little dog, you. You don't know the meaning of the word worry, do you? All life is all bliss. And you remember the words that our Lord told us right here. Now, this is not naivete. It's not ignorance is bliss. It's knowledge that your daddy is the king of the universe. You know, there are saints that have worked miracles on that knowledge. I can tell you a few stories from St. Teresa of Calcutta. The knowledge, the certainty, the depth of faith that allows you to live in that peace, that's what our Lord wants for us in faith. Here at the beginning of the Gospel, it says Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. It's the only time the Gospel ever said Jesus rejoiced. What caused Jesus to rejoice? What caused Jesus to rejoice was to see this childlike wisdom taking root in his followers. Let's you and I give Jesus that same cause to rejoice and grow in knowledge and the faith that God has us cared for, loved, provided for, protected. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us.